Turn to the book of Hebrews, chapter 3. We'll be reading verses 7 through verse 19. Wherefore, as the Holy Ghost saith, today, if you will hear his voice, harden not your hearts, as in the provocation, in the day of temptation in the wilderness, when your fathers tempted me, proved me, and saw my works 40 years. Wherefore I was grieved with that generation, and said, They do always err in their heart, and they have not known my ways. So I swear in my wrath, they shall not enter into my rest. Take heed, brethren, lest there be in any of you an evil heart of unbelief in departing from the living God. But exhort one another daily, while it is called today, lest any of you be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin. For we are made partakers of Christ if we hold the beginning of our confidence steadfast unto the end. While it is said today, if you will hear his voice, harden not your hearts as in provocation. For some, when they had heard, did provoke, albeit not all that came out of Egypt by Moses. But with whom was he grieved 40 years? Was it not with them that had sinned, whose carcasses fell in the wilderness? And to whom sware he that they should not enter into his rest, but to them that believed not? So we see that they could not enter in because of unbelief. And then the thought continues through chapter 4, but we'll stop there. These verses are a warning, an admonition, an exhortation to believers, to the saved, concerning life. We all have a life to live, no exceptions. And we are all living that life, no exceptions. However, we are living the life that God has granted us. Whatever our lifestyle is, we are living that life. Each one of us are living the life that God has given us. The Bible presents this life, this earthly life, is very swift. In Job said in chapter 7, verse 6, my days are swifter than a weaver's shuttle, a tool used in weaving material that passed the thread through. Job said in chapter 7, verse 7, my life is wind. There one moment, gone the next. Chapter 7 and verse 9, he speaks of his life as a cloud. Again, there one moment, gone the next. In chapter 9, verse 25 and 26, he says, now my days are swifter than a post. Speaking of delivery and horseback. They are passed away as the swift ships. In Job chapter 10 and verse 20, Job says, are not my days few? In Job 14 and verse 2, man is said to come forth as a flower and is cut down. He fleeth as a shadow. In Psalm 39 and verse 5, David says, thou hast made my days as a hand breadth, the width of a hand. Psalm 90 in verse 9, David says, we spend our years as a tale that is told, as a story. Again, the story is read, it's over. And in Psalm 90 in Psalm 102 in verse 11, he says, my days are like a shadow that declineth. In James 4 and verse 14, James asks, what is your life? And he then answers the question, It is even as a vapor that appeareth for a little time and vanisheth away. So from all of that we see life is short. No matter how many days we live, life is short. The lives that God gives us upon this earth are momentary. In Job chapter 14 and verse 1, Job says, "Man that is born of a woman is a few days." And in verse 5, we read, "His days are determined." And in verse 14, "The days of my appointed time." So our lives upon this earth are but a few days. And those days have been numbered. Numbered by God. Not numbered by a doctor. Numbered by God, who is the giver and the sustainer of life. We read in Psalm 90, if we turn there, Psalm 90, in verse 10. "The days of our years are 70 years. That's 70. "And if by reason of strength they be 80 years, or 80. So we see man on average is going to live 70 years. Maybe 80. Some live past that. We realize that. Some don't live 70 years. But our lives are short. Very brief. Now in our text, back in Hebrews chapter 3, our lives are brought down to today. We see that word three times in our text. Verse 7, verse 13, and verse 15. We read it again in chapter 4 and verse 7. Today. And again, I remind you, the amount of todays that we have have been determined by the giver and the sustainer of life. But we want to take the thought of the message from that word today. Today. Life in today is a feature of biblical teaching. We live life today. We want to speak the todays of our life. The todays of our life. We call upon each one to take an honest look and to examine the todays of your life. And we pray that by doing so, we would be challenged concerning the remaining todays of our life, if we have any. First of all, consider the context of Hebrews chapter 3. Again, we want to focus on that word today. And the context of these verses tell us much about how we are to view, how we are to live our today. Tells us much about what our today is to be about. The truth is, we cannot live our todays right if we don't even know what they're about. And that's most people. They don't even know what a today is about. So how can they possibly live that today correctly? It's not possible. Because they don't even know what it's about. Sadly, many of God's people have no idea of what a today is all about. So consider the book context. The book of Hebrews. Consider chapter 3 in the context of the book of Hebrews. The book of Hebrews, of course, was written to Jews. Hebrews. It was written to Jews who had been gloriously saved by the amazing grace of God. Chapter 3 and verse 1, they are addressed as holy brethren, partakers of the heavenly calling. We're reading through the book of Hebrews. We see that these Hebrew saints were living their lives much like you and I, surrounded by the influence of unbelievers. Also surrounded by ritualistic religion. And they were living their lives in the midst of incessant threats and persecution from their unsaved countrymen. These things brought much difficulty and turmoil into their lives. In the midst of all this, these saved Hebrews were struggling. They were struggling, most of all, making a complete break from the forms and ceremonies of their old life in Judaism. They were still hanging on to many of their Judaistic habits that had become such a part of their lives. And they were struggling. And they were tempted to cast aside their identification with Christ for religion. The faith of many of these Hebrews was wavering. And they simply were not where they should be in their spiritual life. Now, all of that is very applicable to our day, when so few of God's people have any desire to make a complete break from their old life, while they cleave to the habits of that life. The book of Hebrews, again, is a God-inspired warning. It's an admonition. It's an exhortation for these Hebrew saints and also for us to persevere in the life that God has called us to live. The whole idea of the book of Hebrews was that they were to be advancing spiritually. That they were to be going further and further spiritually. To support this, the main subject of the book is that Jesus Christ is better than anything else. And this thought is presented over and over, with the word better being used 13 times. And that Jesus Christ is better should serve as a motivator to live life for Him. If we are going to properly live our todays, there must be the continual persuasion that Jesus Christ is better than all else. There are those sitting here right now, even the saved, you are not persuaded of that fact, that Jesus Christ is better than all else. He said, "Oh, Brother Dan, how can you make such a statement?" It's obvious from the choices that people make. They're either the biggest fool in the world or they don't believe that Christ is better than all else. Now, if you believe that Christ is better than all else and choose something else, you're a fool. So I choose to believe that you just aren't persuaded that Christ is better than all else. If we're going to live our todays correctly, we must be firmly persuaded that Jesus Christ is better than all else. Secondly, look at the immediate context. In chapters 1 and 2, the writer of Hebrews presents Christ as superior to the Old Testament prophets and all the glorious angels of heaven. Chapter 3 opens with wherefore, which is a relative word, a connecting word, an application word, simply meaning for this reason or for this purpose. Because Jesus Christ is superior. And then that is followed by an exhortation in the light of the superiority of Christ. Consider the apostle and high priest of our profession, Jesus Christ. That is a call for our minds and our hearts to be engaged with Christ. He is better than all else. So therefore, ponder who Christ is. Ponder His dignity, His excellency, His authority. Think about what is due Him. And you need to think about that every today that God gives you. Think about Christ. Consider Christ. The writer then goes on in verses 2 through 6. And he presents Christ. Again, he's already presented Him as superior to the prophets, superior to the angels. And now he presents Him as superior to Moses in both person and in His faithfulness. And then notice our text opens, verse 7, with again that word, wherefore. Application is being made. Because of who Jesus is today. Because of who He is today, if you will hear His voice. It does not say, if you hear. That's not what it says. If you will hear, harden not your hearts. That is, today, do not allow your heart to become insensible and indifferent to the voice and the admonition of the Lord. Then this is followed by the example of Israel in the wilderness. They tried the patience of God. And oh, how we try the patience of God. And as I've said many times, it's to me is one of the most amazing attributes of God is His patience. They tried the patience of God with their unbelief and their indifference toward Him. We see that in verses 8 through 10. And because of their sinful unbelief, they tragically missed God's best for them. We see that in verse 11. This is followed by an exhortation, verse 12. Take heed. Give earnest attention. And then that is followed by the mention of an ever-present danger. Lest there be in any of you an evil heart of unbelief departing from the living God. He's saying, in light of the rebellious conduct of the Israelites, be on guard. Lest you have the same feelings of rebellion and unbelief. That is then followed by another exhortation. Verse 13. But exhort, encourage one another daily. That means continually throughout your life. While it is called today. That is, do this now. Do it daily. Today, do this now. The motive, verse 14, for, or since, we are partakers of Christ. The idea is we all of us are saved, participate in all that pertains to Him. We have everything to gain. We have everything to gain. If we hold the beginning of our confidence steadfast to the end. So in all of this, we see that these Hebrews were to maintain a strong attachment to Christ. They were to remain devoted to Christ. They were to inflexibly adhere to the cause of Christ. And this would enable them to enjoy God's best. So from that, we see that our todays are to be about Christ. Our todays are to be about Christ and striving for God's best for us. So let's look at our lives lived in today. Again, each one of us, each one of our lives have consisted of todays. I have had, today is my 22,873rd day in this life. 16,299th day since I've been saved. Every today that I have had is a gift from God. And every day that I have had has been filled with benefits from God. Psalm 68, verse 19, blessed be the Lord who daily loadeth us with benefits. Over 22,000 days loaded with the benefits of God. What a blessing. Therefore, I can say, and so can you, I am blessed of God. I am blessed of God. Every day, every today that I have had, especially the todays I have had since I've been saved, there have been special opportunities and privileges. 16,299 days of saved. That's amazing. And all the opportunities and the privileges of each one of those todays. For you and I that are saved, every today is filled with wonderful and amazing opportunities and privileges. The question is, how do we view the today that God grants us? Examine our lives. Examine our attitudes. How do we... God gave me today. When I got up this morning, how did I view that wonderful gift of today? Today. What are our thoughts about our todays? What are our feelings about the todays that God grants us? Again, in our text, the word today occurs three times, and then again one more in chapter 4. Four times. Today, 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 today. We need to always be reminded of today. That's really a sweet sounding word. Today. Today. That is a word that ought to fill us, especially you and I that are saved, with great anticipation. Today. That is a word that ought to fill us with joy and excitement. A day that ought to fill us with determination. Certainly it is a word that ought to fill us with gratitude and thanksgiving. Today. What a blessed word. The psalmist prayed in Psalm 90 in verse 12, teach us to number our days, that we may apply our hearts unto wisdom. That is the prayer, that is a prayer to grasp the importance and the significance of a today. None of us have fully grasped the importance and the significance of a today. Today. We need to grasp how important a today is. How significant a today is. Now, in that prayer, teach us to number our days that we may apply our hearts unto wisdom. The implication is that there is a certain and correct judgment that needs to be formed concerning our days, our todays. How do we judge our todays? How do we judge? How do we measure? How do we view? Because there's a correct way and there's a wrong way. Otherwise, the psalmist would not have prayed. Teach us to number our days. What does a today mean to you? Oh, just another day of work, another day of putting up with the kids, another day of this, another day of this. Is that what a today has come to mean? Is that all a today means? God help us. We ought to repent. But today, the importance and the significance. We need to examine how we approach something as important as a today. How do we approach something that important? The truth is, many don't consider their todays as important at all. They give no thought to a today. So how do we approach something as important as a today? What do we do with something as important as a today? What do we do with that? If you and I that are saved are going to live lives for God, live lives that are profitable, live lives that are serviceable and influential and worthwhile, and live lives that are meaningful and extraordinary, we must spend our today right. You cannot live a meaningful life if you waste your todays. We need to look at it today like a stash of money that we've got to spend. You're going to spend it somehow. How do we spend our today? Again, our lives really are not determined, nor are they identified by the happenings or the events of a today. Our lives are determined and identified by what we do with and how we spend our today. It boils down to, is not what happened today, what did I do with today? That's what it all boils down to. Because no matter what happened today, I had to do something with today. So in our text, the Israelites, they're guilty of sinful neglect, not taking due notice of the ways of God. They are guilty of a forgetfulness of God's dealings with them. Oh, how many todays have we been guilty of the same? They are guilty of an obstinate cleaving to the carnal. How many of our todays have we been guilty of the same? Cleaving, not letting go of the carnal. How many have spent their todays doing that? And in our text, we are warned about this. And we are exhorted to spend our today right. Today, if you will hear His voice. Every today that I have, there is the voice of the Lord. The voice of my shepherd. To lead me, to direct me. To guide me, to instruct me, to rebuke, to correct, to assure, to comfort. In every one of my todays. And I am to hear it with a responsive heart. The question is, do I live my today listening for His voice? Do I live my today listening for His voice? Do I live my today in tender response to His voice? Or is my today a trying of the patience of the Lord? Every today that I have, there is His precious word. There is a table spread before me. There is bread from heaven for me. And I am able to partake. And may I say, if I don't, I've wasted a today. I have misspent something as valuable as a today. And I'm speaking to the saved at this point. Every today that you and I have, there is the opportunity to draw near to God and to fellowship with Him. Yesterday, I may have been far from God. I have fellowship with God. But God in His grace and His mercy grants me another today. And I don't have to drag yesterday into my today. But now, today, I can draw near to God and fellowship with Him. Do I live my today in close fellowship with Him? Every today that God gives us, there is the privilege of prayer. There is the privilege of taking our burdens to Him, seeking Him. Whatever we did yesterday, that's gone. Today, I can pray. How do I spend my today? Is my today marked by seeking God in prayer? Every today that God has given me, I can live in the enjoyment of the blessings of salvation. I can live in the enjoyment of His love, His care, His grace, His mercy, His goodness, and His person. Do I live my todays in the reality of these things? Every today that I have, I can live in His light. I can live in His strength. I can experience His assuring and encouraging touch. And I can live in with His peace and His victory. So how many of my todays have I lived experiencing Him? Every today that I have, I am to be set apart for Him. How are we to approach it today? Set apart for God. Set apart for God's use. Set apart for God's glory. Every today that God gives me is a gift from God. And I am to be set apart for that today unto Him. Do I approach my today set apart for Him? Every today that I have, I am to live with Him having the preeminence, with Him being the priority and the emphasis and the focal point and the dominating factor. Are my todays about Him? Are my todays about Him? Again, you have to know what a today is about. And all of life is to be about Him. Every one of my todays is to be about Him. Why, most of God's people can't even make Sunday about Him. Maybe partially for an hour, but that's pushing it. The whole day is to be about Him. And every today that He gives me is to be about Him. Again, newsflash. Your today is not about you. Your today is about Him. We need to know what a today is about. Most never learn that lesson. Every today that I have is to be lived in regard with regard to Christ, in behalf of Christ. It is to be defined and shaped by Christ. Christ's throne and Christ's power is to be established in my heart every today that He gives me. Living in the light of His ownership and His authority. God gives you a today. And if God did not give you a today, guess what? You're not going to have one. God gives you a today, and then you have the audacity to say, it's my life, I'll do with it what I can, what I will. Oh, you're testing the patience of God. God is good, and He gives you another today. And most spend that today the same way they spent the last one. And on it goes. And pretty soon what you have is a wasted life. Every today that I have, I am to live committed and devoted to Him. To Him. Every today that I have, I can live knowing that I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. Deuteronomy 33 and 25, has thy days, so shall thy strength be. Oh, what a blessing. Through Him, I can be whatever He has called me to be. And whatever He has called me to be, He has called me to be that today. Well, Brother Dan, in another couple of weeks, do you understand? Whatever God has called you to be, He's called you to be today. Not tomorrow. You may not have tomorrow. And if you do, it'll be today. Today. That's our life. Today. Oh, so many are planning their lives 20 years from now. Live today. Today. And then there are others who are living their lives 20 years in the past. Today. Today. I am more than a conqueror through Him. That means today, I can and I should live above all the difficulties, all the troubles, all the problems, and all the trials of life. I don't have to be sucked in by these things. Today, I'm to live above these things. I can live above the policies and the philosophies and the reasonings and the manners and the fashions and the entertainment and the pursuits that have entangled the world. Today, I don't have to live entangled to those things. How do we spend our today? Are my todays lived identified with this world? Identified with a job? Identified with family? Or is my life, are my todays identified by Him? What identifies my today? Every today that I have, there is more for me spiritually. Every today that I have means that I can have more knowledge, more faith, more power, more peace, more assurance, and more of the blessings of God, and more and a greater experience of Jesus Christ. Every today, there is more for me spiritually. The question is, are my todays lived in the realm of the spiritual mores? Or my days lived weighted down by this world? And you know what? If today your life is weighted down by this world, or weighted down by sin, and God grants you another today, don't drag yesterday into today, because you know what will happen then? You'll live today just like you did then. And that's what people do. Oh, how many times I've heard people say, "Brother Dan, I just can't get past what they said to me." Well, you need to realize the importance and the significance of a today. Why would you live what could be your last today? Wasting it. Failing to get past whatever wrong you think has been done. And that's how the majority of folks live their lives. Every today that I have, I'm to confess sin. I'm to forsake sin. I'm not to drag yesterday's sins into today. That ruins today. I'm to confess it. I'm to forsake it. I'm to get right. And I'm to be revived. Every single today. In other words, every today, I have a fresh start. God is so good. God is so patient. Perhaps yesterday, our lives were a mess. But God in His goodness gives us another today. And it's like He says, here it is, you have a fresh start. But again, most, they don't start fresh, they just pick up where they left off. Yesterday. And that's how they live their today. Oh, the value, the importance of a today. And how many God's people throw away? It saddens me to think how many todays that I have thrown away. There have been many. Thrown away. There are many ways you can throw away today. Basically, it comes down to this. Any today that's not about Him, you've thrown it away. You've thrown it away. How many todays are spent exchanging spiritual blessings for the here and now? How many todays are spent in exchanging a table prepared by the Lord for the husks of the world? How many todays are spent exchanging the presence of God and His people for the pleasures of the world? Oh, that we would see the significance of a today. How much of Christ is in our todays? We have all had a different amount of todays. And none of us know how many more todays we have left. Though, I do know that I don't have as many todays left as I've already had. I know that. Do the math. I know that for certain. As we read in 1 Peter 4 and verse 2, what are we going to do with the rest of our todays? You may say, oh, I've failed so miserably. I've wasted so many todays. You make me feel so bad. Live today. You may have wasted an abundance of todays. Don't waste today. Don't waste today. Don't carry over all that waste and waste another today. God help us. In closing, a word to the unsaved. Every single one of us came into this life sinners against God. Sinners in the bondage and imprisonment and misery of sin. Sinners in the death and guilt and the condemnation of sin. Sinners on their way to hell and deserving of such. Sinners without the righteousness that God requires. Doesn't matter what your form of righteousness is, it's not what God requires. That's what matters. What does God require? And since we entered this world without the righteousness that God requires, we entered this world unacceptable before a holy, perfectly righteous, pure, and faultless God. If unsaved, all your todays have been lived without Christ. All your todays have been lived without God. All your todays have been lived under the guilt and condemnation of sin. However many days you have had, you've lived every single one of them not saved. Not saved. And every single one of those todays, you have had the urgent need of salvation. And every single one of those todays, it has been a fact that Jesus saves. That Jesus saves sinners such as yourself. And every single one of those todays, again I'm speaking to the unsaved, you've rejected Him. Today after today, you've rejected Him. But God has been merciful. He granted you another today. But no. Today, one day you're going to have your last today. Know that. It's true of all of us, saved or unsaved. If you're here and unsaved today, know for certain that you are going to have your last today. Your todays have been numbered. You can't lengthen them. They've already been numbered. The unsaved sinner must realize that each today you have in your unsaved condition brings you closer to the time that you will stand before the Lord in your sins, without the righteousness of Christ. But I can stand here today and say, today, Jesus saves. Today, Jesus saves. He's your only hope, sinner. Cry out to Him. Come to Him. Oh, Brother Dan, I've been thinking about that. And I've really been giving it a lot of thought. Today, what don't you understand about today? What don't you understand about this could be your last today? Jesus saves today. Cry out to Him. God, be merciful to me, a sinner. Your situation is urgent. This may be the last today that you have. But today, Jesus saves. Jesus saves. Oh, that we would not misspend our today. God would help us to realize the importance and the significance of a today. If you're here and unsaved, you need to be saved today. I don't know how many todays you have left, but I do know this. You need to be saved today. And that'll be true of each day God gives you. And for you and I, they're saved. Today is the day that we need to get right with God. Today is the day you need to get right with one another. Today! Don't drag that mess into another today. Today is the day. This is a problem. Because God's people, also the lost, we always think we have plenty more todays. But you don't know that. And we always put off. Today. Well, I'll tell you right now, Brother Dan, if they come and apologize to me, then I'll get it right. But until then, today, make it right. Today. God help us to live our todays for Him. Amen. Brother Jim, if you come and lead the first song. Let's all stand.